This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. We are live from McDonald's in Lithonia on Evans Mill Road, smelling all the McGriddles, the coffee, the hash browns. It's too good to resist. We're all going to get into this momentarily, right? Everyone going to do that?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, okay. I've been looking at that steak and steak, egg, and cheese bagel, and it's, I mean, giddy up, man. Tell you what.
Dylan, I'm sorry you got to hear us talk about the amazing aroma around here at McDonald's in Lithonia, but appreciate you keeping us rolling this morning. Of course, we do need to talk about tonight's game with the Falcons and the Titans. However, there is a heated debate that has broken out inside this McDonald's.
It's not a debate. There's no debate.
It's not a debate?
No, there's no debate.
I feel like there's kind of a debate going back and forth with information that's being discovered.
I'll let you finish.
So, Bo made the prediction that the Falcons will get at least 50 sacks.
Well, I said I would be disappointed. Get 50 sacks. I don't know if I predicted it.
Isn't that funny? He said it with his chest like 5 minutes ago. With his chest. And now it's like, whoa.
Give me a good reason to back off of that. The expectation should be 50 sacks. I want you to give me a good reason.
I'm not even going to, like, go outside the box. I'm just going to ask you where the extra 19 come from this year. You're telling me
Leonard Floyd, Jalen Walker, James Pierce Jr., and Braylon Trice.
Okay.
They should be good for 19.
Okay.
Their forces combined.
Who did you – Leonard Floyd, Braylon Trice, Jalen Walker, and James Pierce?
That's right.
Said? You didn't give Brandon Dorlas any? I'm shocked by you, man. Come on.
I kind of consider him a part of the ensemble last year. I didn't say AK either. I mean,
so he's talking about additional.
Said, yeah. Well, and I know he didn't play much.
I was
going
to say
year.
My point is I don't think he had any last year. So I think we're looking at the upside to the depth. This
you
year.
Still haven't given me a reason why they can't do it or why.
Let me give you some of the numbers. The Denver Broncos way out in front last year. Mm-hmm. 63 sacks.
Yeah.
Second place the Baltimore Ravens. Third place the Dallas Cowboys with 52.
Well, we just drafted Micah Parsons twice.
Houston Texans came in at fourth with 49 sacks. So
yeah, who they got?
They got some pretty good players. I think Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson.
Will Anderson.
That'll do. I think they're doing okay. But look, man, I do expect there to be a big leap, and I kind of went back and forth with you. I think if you get to 40, that puts you in the top half of the league, which is a pretty substantial leap when you consider we were second to last. The Patriots had 28. We had 31. We were in 31st place in the NFL.
All right, you know what? You've taught me into it. 45 will work.
45 sacks. Okay, that gets you tied last year with three other teams, the Seahawks, the Giants, and the Packers. So that would put you in the top 10.
Tell me realistically why we can't achieve. And Here's the deal. Well, you and I have had the conversation multiple times that young edge players are not just going to walk in on average. You know, and everybody's going to walk in and do what Micah Parsons did and have double-digit sacks every year of their career.
Mm-hmm.
But normally, young edge rushers are going to come in and get 7, 6, a dominant one, right?
Right.
The first season.
Yep.
I think James Pierce has a chance to be a young, dominant edge rusher. I've always thought he was a more polished edge rusher the day he was drafted than Jalen Walker. That's not knocking Jalen Walker, because Jalen Walker was – I mean, that was a dude I wanted all along. I just think they're different players. I think he's a guy that can do so many more
things.
I agree. So I would expect that number. But I also look at AK, you know, Arnold Ebiketie, and I'm like, dude – you've had 6 sacks the last 2 years. Why can't you have 10 with the guys you have around you now? Why can't you? Right?
Yeah, I would hope that – and he had 6 sacks last year and obviously led the team. So, I would – look, if he got 8, I think that's an extremely good year for him to get to 8 sacks. You lose Matthew Judon's 5.5 from last year. I'm just going to throw this out there. I thought those were mostly garbage sacks. I don't think any of those were impact. It almost feels like Michael Harris being hot at the plate right now for the Braves. It's like, okay, cool.
Feels like an unnecessary shot, but I hear you.
Yeah, it came out of nowhere.
It was a stray that he didn't need to get hit with.
You know what I mean. It's like too little, too late. Thank you very much after we've struggled the entire season and we're dead last for like 15 weeks of the 18-week season last year. But anyways.
Hey, dude, we're only 11 games out of first place. So the wild card.
Yeah, I was going to say. step back. Caden Ellis did get you 5 sacks last year. I would expect that number to be at least 5. I'm just being point blank. Yeah. I would expect it to be at least 5. And then David Onyemata was your next guy on the list. He was in 4th place with 3. I don't know if his total goes up or not. I have no idea. I don't know. I hope so. It'd be great. But I don't really know the role that, you know, kind of is expected of him, and I don't know how well he fits into what Jeff Ulbrich is now asking of the defensive front. We've talked about, you know, ripping in the backfield and, you know, creating chaos and moving the line of scrimmage and things like that. He fit great in Ryan Nielsen's defense. Evidently, he fit pretty good in Jimmy Lake's defense. I have no idea what to expect from him this year. And he's also a massive cap number, so – I don't know. We'll see. Don't forget, too, D'Angelo Malone had 2 sacks last year. So, it is what it is from that aspect.
Yeah, look, I also feel better about the secondary slightly, believe it or not.
Personnel or schematically?
Both.
Yeah, me too.
Both, because this is – I foresee – and you tell me what you think. And, when we talked to AJ, he told me he'd rather come up and play press than play off, right? And it feels like that's what they're going to do. I mean, we've seen what they've done defensively and in the joint practices and stuff, which to me is the – look, I think in practice, an 11-on-11, there's good indicators to me from my untrained eye, everything, a lot of what you're going to see, but especially in a joint practice, when you come up and press a little bit and you're not – this is an aggressive attacking defense. This is not a sit back and – kind of type of play, and that's what Jimmy Lake's defense was. I'm not knocking him. I'm not attacking him. But that's to me, that's the truth of it.
There were multiple times last year throughout the first half of the season that we would talk about on air that I thought Mike Hughes might be the best tackling corner in the NFL because he played off so much. He was forced to come up and tackle and make tackles at the line of scrimmage, and it's like we've talked about till we're blue in the face. It seemed like the first half stats against the Falcons. I'm sure that somewhere we can ask AI to come up with this. The first half quarterback stats against the Falcons a year ago were insane. Every single week it was like 12 of 13 mm-hmm. for 150 yards. And you're like, what is going on?
There were even moments. And what was the most ridiculous or egregious or concerning or whatever the word you want to use, it doesn't matter. Just plug and play, I guess. But – was when we're playing on like the Denver and we're like the 7-yard line, and our guys are standing with their heels on the back line.
Yeah, it's almost like we're trying to bait them in to throw it.
Yeah, and they did
throw it now.
Yes, they did. They did. They threw a screen pass twice and walked into the end zone.
The screen pass is the great equalizer when you're going to play that kind of coverage. It's like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, we're not going to throw it now. We're going to throw it. Oh my God.
So I would love to start keeping track of the predictions that you guys are making for this season for the Falcons. I've already got a document ready to go. So let's land on a number. Bo, you're saying 45 is good for sacks this season?
I would be very happy with 45. I'll meet Mike in the middle of 40 and 50 and say 45.
Wait, there can be independent numbers.
What do you mean meet me in the middle? You just said 50 10 minutes ago. Then you go to 45 and now it's meet me in the middle. With how many?
45. I mean, you said 40. I said 45.
Okay.
What's wrong? What?
I'm going to say legit. This is my hope. I'm going to say 38.
Okay.
Okay. Allie, I know
38 is what the Rams had last year.
Allie, you're a radio veteran.
Yes.
But sports radio, you're newer in the venture, sports radio. Accountability is not something that sports radio hosts do.
Wait till we introduce her to Man Up Monday.
I don't know if you're understanding of this business, but sports gabbers, they don't do accountability well. I mean, so I don't know.
Historically, in this line of work, we just kind of throw those things away.
Accountability is not something we appreciate.
So you're saying I should delete this document immediately?
I'm saying you should only read it out loud if it's good.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, yes.
Well, note taken. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So we are going to talk about the expectations for tonight's game. We got to get to that a little bit later in the show. But coming up, we do have some rule changes with college football. We're going to break those down. Plus, we've got my Allie Mack drop. We've got another round of Flip It Friday. This is not a competition. It is just a review of this last week backwards. Bo, did you hear me? It's not a competition.
Everything is a competition.
I knew it. Well, we'll do that next on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game and the
Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.